The secular media, it's mostly anti-Christian. Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, do you agree that most people in the secular media will sensationalize just about anything that will undermine Christianity?
Well, I sure do. Remember the hype surrounding the supposed finding of evidence of life in a meteorite from Mars? You know, this received front page headlines. Even though some scientists themselves warned people to be cautious, the media made a tremendous splash across the world, making outlandish statements. I was flooded with calls from reporters who saw this as an opportunity to slam Christians, particularly creationists. But what most people miss is the fact that two groups of scientists who investigated the same meteorite released papers in respectable journals saying, there's no evidence for life in this meteorite. You know, one such report was printed way in the back of our local newspaper. You know, a similar thing happened a few years ago when newspapers printed front page stories that scientists had found amino acids on a meteorite indicating life came from outer space. But a few months later, a small item appeared in the back of the newspaper declaring that a scientist found the amino acids came from contamination. And you know where it came from? Human dandruff. Be wary of those in the secular media who try to suppress the truths of Genesis.
What can astronomy teach us about the true origin of the universe? And what about the so-called Big Bang? We'll present answers in our new booklet on astronomy. It's available at no charge when you go to answersradio.com.